الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So we conclude today with our topic from Ighathatul Ahfan, supporting the distressed, topic related to the fitna to shubahat and the fitna to shahawat, trials pertaining to misconceptions and deviance, and trials pertaining to desires and whims and falling into sin. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, after he clarified the inner, the essence of these two trials, he mentions and goes into some depth as relates to those who are safe from falling into these trials. And when we read the following pages from this book, it's important to know the tariqah and the way of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala as it relates to his discussion and explanation of certain verses. And that is that he uses the methodology of tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an, where he uses verses to explain other verses, and sometimes uses within a verse wordings to explain other wordings in context. And in today's lesson, inshallah, we're going to deal with a lot of verses that Ibn Qayyim brings regarding this topic. And I advise my beloved brothers and sisters to read the Bada'il Tafsir, which is a collection of tafsir of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. It's very enlightening and amazing, saraha, full of benefits. So we're coming to the month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam," or "You who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you and prescribed for those before you in order for you to attain taqwa." It's the month of the Qur'an. So I advise my beloved brothers and sisters to read the tafsir of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, full of benefits, heart-softening benefits, aqidah-strengthening points, manners and etiquette-building angles from verses in the Book of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And a lot of it's taken from Ighathatul Ahfan, that collection of tafsir, a lot of it's taken from the book that we're studying today. So we're going to deal with, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this topic of those who are safe from the two major trials. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and we can say this is point number one. I've put them in points so we can easy for us to consume, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And I advise my beloved brothers and sisters to jot down what they can jot down so we can keep, inshallah, up with the kalam and statement of this imam, rahimahullah. Number one, he says, rahimullah, إِذَا سَلِمَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الشُّبَهَاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ حَصَلَ لَهُ أَعْظَمُ غَايَتَيْنِ مَطْلُوبَتَيْنِ بِهِمَا سَعَادَةُ فَلَاحُهُ وَكَمَالُهُ وَهُمَا الْهُدَى وَالرَّحْمَةِ. He said, rahimullah, that if a servant is safe from the trial of misconception and deviance, and safe from the trials of falling into whims and desires and sins, then that individual has indeed obtained the greatest objective, fulfilled the greatest objective, that which is sought of. And these are objectives that everyone seeks. And that is al-huda, number one, huda, guidance, wa rahma, and mercy. So today's lesson is going to focus on these two jewels and these two affairs, that the person who is safe from falling into the trials of doubts and misconceptions and desires and so forth, that they obtain. And that is guidance, al-huda, wa-rahmah, and mercy. That's point number one. Point number two is now he brings the first verse from many verses in explaining these two affairs of guidance and mercy, that the person who's safe from these two major trials, that they indeed have achieved and obtained. The first he mentions regarding the qissa of Musa and the young lad in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 65, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَوَجَدَ عَبَدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا أَتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Regarding the qissa of Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they, meaning Musa and the young lad, they found a servant from our servants, our slaves, that Allah says, وَأَتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمًا, and we gave him mercy, مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, from us, Allah is saying, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا, and we taught him regarding knowledge. We taught him regarding knowledge. So in this verse, Allah combined ar-Rahma, mercy, and he combined knowledge when describing his abd, his servant, that he indeed has blessed and given him a virtue of rahmah, and mercy, and ilm, knowledge. And then he says, again in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana, the dua of the people of the cave, their supplication, they said, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. They made that dua, that supplication. O our Lord, give us mercy from you. Give us mercy from you. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And facilitate in our affairs the right path. And facilitate in our affairs the right path. So in this verse, they made the supplication combining mercy with guidance, rahma and rushd, yani guidance. And in the first verse is rahma and knowledge, meaning knowledge of the truth, which in implementing it is guidance. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says regarding this verse in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 10, Rabbana atina min adunka rahmatan wa hayyi lana min amina rashada. O our Lord, give us mercy from you and facilitate in our affairs the right way. Facilitate the right way in our affairs. And he guide us to the correct path. And Allah uses the word rushd. And the meaning of rushd, Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, rushd, ra, sheen, and dal, or rushd. The meaning of rushd is huwa al-ilmu bima yunfa, knowledge that is beneficial. وَالْعَمْلْ بِهِ. So that's number one, knowledge that is beneficial and implementing that knowledge. This is the supplication, this is the meaning of supplication made by Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave. They made that dua, رَبَّنَا, sought refuge in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making dua. And what did they ask? They asked for mercy and they asked for rushd, meaning beneficial knowledge that they implement, which is guidance. That's point number two. Point number three that Ibn Qayyim mentions here, rahimahullah, and all of the points that come together at the end, inshallah. Point number three, he says now, وَالرُّشْدْ وَالْهُدَى. He now discusses the relationship between the word الرُّشْدْ and the word الْهُدَى. Okay, roughly translated, الرُّشْدْ, you can say, is the right way. الرُّشْدْ, you can say, generally means the right way. And al-huda, you can say, means guidance. So Ibn Qayyim, he says, pertaining to the relationship between al-rushd the straight way and the right way, and al-huda and guidance is as follows. Based upon a principle, barakallahu fikum, which is a principle that we understand regarding iman and the relationship between iman and Islam, the relationship between iman and Islam, and also the relationship between taqwa and birr, piety and righteousness. That principle is as follows, that the talib ilm has to remember and helps us understand various wordings in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ. Roughly translated as, when these two wordings are mentioned in the same sequence, they have different meanings. So when Islam, for example, is mentioned in the same sequence as Iman, Islam means the fi'l dhawahir, those apparent actions like salah and hajj and umrah and siyam, and iman are the inner actions when they're mentioned in the same sequence, like in the hadith of Jibreel, which is mentioned, Islam and iman is mentioned in the same context. So therefore, it has that principle, when they're mentioned together, they have their own independent meanings. إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ. That's the first part of that principle. وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ. But when they're mentioned on their own, they have the same meaning. Meaning, when you mention Islam on its own, it incorporates Iman. بُنْيَا الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسِ. Islam is built upon 5, and incorporates Islam when it's mentioned on its own, incorporates the barakallahu fikum actions of the limbs and the heart when they're mentioned independently on their own. Their meaning is the same. So this is the same relationship here for ar-rushd and al-huda, in that ar-rushd, which is a straight way, when it's mentioned in the same sequence, in the same context as al-huda, guidance, he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, وَالرُّشْدُ وَالْهُدَى إِذَا أُفْرِدَ كُلٌّ مِّنْهُمَا تَضَمَّنَ الْآخَرِ. When they are mentioned on their own, they mean the same thing. So when there is a verse in the Quran where al-rushd is mentioned, al-rushd, ra, sheen, and dal, al-rushd is mentioned, it incorporates the straight way and incorporates guidance. And when huda is mentioned on its own in a particular verse, it incorporates the straight way and it incorporates guidance to that straight way, for example. وَإِذَا قُرِنَ أَحَدُهُمَا بِالْآخَرِ. But when they're connected, إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ, when they're mentioned in the same sequence, their meanings are different. When they're mentioned in the same sequence, فَالْهُدَى هُوَ عِلْمُ العلم بالحق. Guidance means here knowledge of the truth. Guidance means knowledge of the truth. And when they're mentioned together, الرشد means applying that knowledge and acting according to that knowledge. So that's when they're mentioned together. Al-Huda is knowledge of the truth, the beneficial knowledge. And ar-rushd means implementing that knowledge. إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ وَإِذَا افْتَرَقَ اجْتَمَعَ. When they're mentioned together, they have their own meaning. When they're mentioned independently, the meaning are the same, just like Islam and Iman, and just like birr and taqwa, righteousness and piety. Now, that's point number 3. And he says, rahimullah, وَضِدُّهُمَا, and the opposite of, barakallahu fikum, of guidance and the straight way, barakallahu fikum, is al-ghay. Is al-ghay, which means deviance, wattiba' al-hawa, and following the desires. This is the opposite of guidance and rushd. Guidance and the straight way is following the desires, not following the straight way. Following the desires, not following the straight way. And deviance, not guidance. And deviance, not guidance. That's point number three. So there he showed the relationship between rushd and huda and their opposites. Now let's move on to point number four. Here in this section, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَقَدْ, he now mentions focusing on rushd. He's focusing on rushd. Remember we spoke about rushd, and which is, means just the right way, and al-huda, which is the guidance. And when they're mentioned together, they have independent meanings. When they're mentioned independently or on their own, they share the meaning. He now focuses on rushd, and then he'll move on to huda. Because he wants us to understand these two elements that and objectives that the person who is safe from these two trials will obtain. And the first he's focusing on now is huda. So then he's going into a bit detail as to the word related to huda, guidance, which is rushd, straight way and right way. And now he's going to focus on rushd so he can get further understanding. And that's point number four. He says, وَقَدْ يُقَابَلْ الرُّشْدُ بِالضَّرْ وَالشَّرْ. Now he's mentioning various opposites of the straight way. Opposites of the straight way. And he's mentioning that which is mentioned in the Book of Allah in this regard. That which is mentioned in the Quran in this regard. So the first verse where this is mentioned is in, that he mentions, is Surah Al-Jinn. It's Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 21. Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 21. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْ إِنْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Jinn, قُلْ إِنِّي لَأَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ دَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. That Allah mentions that the jinn, that they say, Allah says, say, إِنِّي لَأَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ دَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. I do not possess for you harm or rashada, or the right path. So Allah mentioned harm and the right path as opposites. Harm with a conjunction, wa la rashada, and not the right way. Showing that the right way here, and remember it's mentioned on its own, so it includes the right way and also includes beneficial knowledge and implementing that knowledge. Here he mentions the opposite as dar, harm, in this verse in Surah Al-Jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse in Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 10, showing that evil is the opposite of this guidance. Evil is the opposite of guidance in their meanings. They are contrasting words. And that is in a statement of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, where, again, the jinn, they mention, وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. And they said, and we do not know, أَشَرٌ, is it evil or bad? أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that which is wanted for the person on the earth, or their Lord wants good for them. Look at how they mention evil and they said urida. They used it in a passive tense. Subhanallah. Allah mentioned it here in the passive tense. Urida bihim. That which is wanted for them is evil, or arada bihim rabbuhum rashada. But in the active tense, or their Lord wants for them guidance. So here Allah is mentioning the opposite of guidance, which is evil. The opposite of guidance, that is evil. And we have to know the opposites because it gives us the true understanding of a word. يَتَبَيَّنُ أَشْيَاءُ. It clarifies the meaning of a word when we know the opposite. So here in Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 10, it shows the opposite of a rushed guidance and the straight way is also, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ, evil is also evil. And then he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, a verse, barakallahu fikum, in Surah Al-A'raf. He mentions a verse in Surah Al-A'raf, And that's verse number 146. We're still on point number 4, by the way, where we're focusing on ar-rushd. He said, فَالرُّشْدُ يُقَابِلُ بِالْغَيْءِ. He said, rushd guidance is also that which opposes it in its meaning and mentioned in the Quran as an opposing entity that is indeed deviance. That is indeed deviance. And that in that verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِنْ يَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الْغَيْءِ يَتَّخِذُهُ سَبِيلًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about those who have istikbar, those who يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, those who are arrogant and haughty on the earth without any justification. وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَاتِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they see all of his verse, Ibn Qayyim didn't mention this, but this is what comes before the verse that Ibn Qayyim mentioned. وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَاتِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا. When they hear all of the verses, his verses, they don't believe in it. And then he says, when they see the path of a rushd, when they see the path of guidance, the path of the truth, لَا يَتَّخِذُهُ سَبِيلًا, they don't take it as a way. But when they see the path of deviance, they take it as a path to embark upon. So here it shows in this verse, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 146, the opposite of ar-rushd is al-ghay. And then he mentions, after that, we move on to point number 5. He mentions, rahimullah, the affair of huda, guidance now. Huda. Remember, ar-rushd, we said, was when it's mentioned on its own, it incorporates the meaning of huda. But when it's mentioned with huda, it means, barakallahu fikum, the straight path. And huda means guidance. But we're dealing with them independently now. And now we focus on point number 5 as it relates to al-huda, guidance, and those affairs that oppose guidance. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَيُقَابِلُ الْهُدَى بِالضَّلَالِ. And huda is that which is mentioned in the book of Allah, in its opposites, is indeed going astray. Going astray. Guidance, the opposite mentioned, is going astray. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah An-Nahl. Like I mentioned, he's mentioned in many verses for us to reflect on the jewels of the Quran. In Surah An-Nahl, verse number 93, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Again, showing the muqabala, the opposites here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he guides, he leads astray whom he wills, makes astray whom he wills, and guides whom he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl again, but this time verse number 37, where he says, إِن تَحْرِصُ عَلَىٰ هُدَاهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يُضِلْ. And if you were to make, even if you should strive for their guidance, Allah leads astray and makes astray whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he mentions that from the opposites of guidance is punishment and misery. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Taha, verse number 123, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَى هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And whoever follows my guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, then he would not be astray and he would not be distressed or in misery. He would not be in distress or in misery. So therefore we know, barakallahu fikum, these are the opposites of guidance, that a person will be in misery, that a person will be in a state of punishment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innal mujrimina fi dalalin wa su'ur, where he said subhanahu wa ta'ala that indeed the mujrimun, The criminals will be astray and in su'ur. They will burn, yani adab, punishment. And that is the opposite, barakallahu fikum, of guidance. And that's in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 47. And likewise he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Again, he mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Taha, verse number 124. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, turns away from the guidance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ, then you have a pitiful life in the dunya. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and he will be raised on the day of judgment blind, yani in a state of punishment. Ibn Qayyim mentions after that, barakallahu fikum, that was in Surah Al-Taha, verse number 124. We move on to point number 6, where Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and he mentions, وَالْمَقْصُودِ, and the intent of that which has preceded, أَنَّ مَنْ سَلِمَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الشُّبَهَاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ جُمِعَ لَهُ بَيْنَ الْهُدَى وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْهُدَى وَالْفَلَاحِ. And that is that the person who is safe and saved from falling into the trials of deviance and innovations and the trials of sins and following the whims and desires, that which has been combined for them that they have achieved is guidance and mercy. Is guidance and mercy, guidance and success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be from them. And then Ibn Qayyim now, rahimullah ta'ala, he goes and mentions other verses in the Quran to emphasize this success that one seeks and success that some have and others have gained. He mentions the first verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 8, which is the dua of the ulama, the rasikhuna fil ilm. In Surah Ali Imran, the supplication of those who are firm in knowledge, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they supplicate and they say, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. This is an amazing dua. Rabbana, O our Lord, do not deviate our hearts. لا تزغ قلوبنا. Do not deviate our hearts. Yani from guidance. بعد إذ هديتنا. After you guided us. So there's the guidance there. After you guided us. After you gave us the hidayah. Do not divert us away from there. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant us mercy from you. So again, the combination of mercy and guidance. This is the supplication of the rasikhuna fil ilm. The people of knowledge, they know that. The people who are firm in knowledge, they know that this indeed is a success. And the person who has that hidayah, that guidance, and has that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are safe and secure from falling into the fitnah to shubahat, the trials of deviance and the trials of desires and sins. And likewise, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions other verses, and from them, he says, وَهَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Surah A'raf, verse number 203. He said, هَذَا بَصَائِرُ, this is an enlightenment, knowledge, clarity, مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord, وَهُدًى, number one, guidance, وَرَحْمَةٌ, and mercy, again, the combination of guidance and mercy. Look how Ibn Qayyim's gathered all of those verses to emphasize this important combination of guidance and mercy. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. It's a guidance, this Quran, this revelation. It's a guidance and a mercy for who? For those who have iman, those who have iman. And we mentioned before, what is the meaning of iman when it's mentioned on its own? Who are these people that have received the huda, the guidance, and have received the mercy? They're the people who have iman, Allah says. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For the people who have iman. What does iman mean here, ya ibadallah? According to the principle that we studied. Iman, it means the actions that are apparent from the acts of worship and the actions of and the, those affairs that are within, in the heart. So the person who indeed has iman and has belief in Allah, correct aqeedah, يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ They trust in Allah, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى They have ikhlas, they have sincerity, and also they do the ibadat of the, from, ibadat of the wahir, those outwardly acts of worship like salah and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. They are the ones who receive this combination of huda, guidance, and mercy. That's Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 203. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah to Yusuf, and again, we come back to the Surah to Yusuf and the Qisah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, this is an example of that combination. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah to Yusuf, verse number 111, where he said, And indeed in their stories, is an admonishment for those of understanding. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى It is not a statement that is forged. The stories that Allah mentions in the book of Allah, from those before, it's not forged. It's the haqq. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ Again, those stories and those qisas that we're going to read, inshallah, in the book of Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we should be reading it outside the month of Ramadan. But we emphasize more the qira'at of the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. And the stories of the Anbiya wa Rusul, prophets and the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. The qisas of those and the stories of those who believed in them and opposed them. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in His Qur'an is indeed an admonishment, not forged. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ Rather, it's a confirmation of that which is between, that which they have. And it's a confirmation of that which occurred in the Torah, the confirmation of that which occurred in the Injil and the books before. تَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Detail of every single thing that we need. And what else he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَهُدًى وَرَحْمًا A guidance and mercy, again the combination. A guidance and mercy for who? A guidance and mercy for who? لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ Again, for the people who have iman. And that's in Surah Yusuf, verse number 111. Same thing in Surah Yunus again. In Surah Yunus, verse number 57. Verse number 57. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Where he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, O mankind, indeed there has come to you an admonishment from your Lord and a cure and remedy for that which is in the heart. That Qur'an, cure, remedy for that which is in the heart. And a guidance and a mercy. Guidance and mercy for the believers. Guidance and mercy for the believers. Hudan lil muttaqeen, Surah Al-Baqarah. Verse number 2, a guidance for the people of taqwa. They're the people who are safe from the fitna of the shubahat and shahawat. Hudan lil muttaqeen. هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين Surah Ali Imran verse number 138 This is a clarification the haqq being given to them this is a clarification for the people and a guidance an admonishment for who for the people of taqwa for the people of taqwa Allah is mentioning all of these verses pertaining to the Quran. And he, and Ibn Qayyim now summarizes all of this in the next point. And we say that's point number 7, where he says, so the Quran, فالقرآن Basiratun. It's an enlightenment. Hudan, number one, is an enlightenment, the Quran. Number two, is hudan, is a guidance. Number three, shifa'un, is a remedy. The Quran is a cure and a remedy. Number four, wa rahmah, and it's a mercy. This is what Allah has given to mankind. He's revealed the Quran to enlighten them, the people. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum. Ya ayyuhan nas. Oh, you people, not just you believers, mankind, revealed to an enlightenment, as a guidance, as a remedy and cure for the ailments and the sicknesses in the heart, and a mercy. However, barakallahu feekum, Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned something beautiful. He mentioned something beautiful which shows that he is indeed a scholar. An individual who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him tawfiq to have understanding of the book of Allah. After mentioning, barakallahu feekum, the importance of these various wordings in the Quran, and that the Quran is enlightenment and guidance and cure and mercy, Allah has given it to mankind. But the one who benefits from it is the person, ihtada, is the person who follows the guidance, the person who has insight and reflects on the enlightenment, the person who benefits from the remedy, the person who indeed takes the means to achieve the mercy. He said that this is, barakallahu feekum, it's been given and revealed to mankind, but those who benefit from this are those who follow the guidance. And he said this amazing statement, كَانَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ إِسْتَعْمَلَ الدَّوَىٰ أَلَّذِي يَحْصُلُ بِهِ شِفَاءٌ. The one who follows the guidance is like an individual who uses the medicine, and through the medicine is cured. The person uses the medicine, takes the medicine, and then they're cured. فَهُوَ دَوَاءٌ بِالْفِعْلِ. So it's a remedy in that it cures. But it's still a remedy even if the person doesn't use it. So the Quran is still a remedy. The Quran is still guidance. The Quran is still, barakallahu feekum, enlightenment, even if the person doesn't take for it. Just like the medicine is still, walillahi mathalul a'la, that the medicine is still the remedy, but the person chose not to take that remedy. They chose to remain sick. So therefore, after this, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that which I said is beautiful after that slight introduction. He said, فَهَاهُنَا ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَا. He said, therefore, there are three affairs. فَاعِلٌ, I'll say it in Arabic first. The first, الأول, فَاعِلٌ, الثاني, قَابِلٌ, الثالث, آلَةٌ. فَاعِلٌ قَابِلٌ آلَةٌ. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, there's three affairs in this topic that we are discussing here, as it relates to guidance and the enlightenment and the cure and the remedy and the following the guidance and the straight path and so forth. There are three affairs that we must reflect on and know. The first fa'il, and that is that he's saying, rahimahullah ta'ala, that Allah is the one who guides. Allah is the one who guides. And He guides who He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first affair. The second is the qabil, is accepting the guidance. Being responsive to the guidance. Having a heart that is curable. And this is to do with the heart of the servant, qalbul abd, the heart of the servant. And then we have number three, al-ala. And this is the thing in which guidance is taken from, meaning the revelation. So we have the guidance from Allah, number one. And then we have number two, the acceptance of the guidance in the heart that is pure and salim and healthy. And number three is following the guidance and the means of achieving guidance from the revelation. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَالْمَقْصُودُ أَنَّ الْمَحَلَ الْقَابِلُ هُوَ قَلْبُ الْعَبْدِ الْمُتَّقِي. The heart that takes the guidance, that benefits from the revelation, benefits from the huda, from the guidance, is that heart that has taqwa. That heart that has taqwa and has righteousness. Al-munib ila rabbihi. That heart that devotes, that is devoted to their Lord. Al-khaifu minhu. The heart that fears their Lord. Alladhi yabtaghi ridahu. The heart that seeks to please their Lord. وَيَهْرُبُ مِنْ سَخَطِهِ. The heart that runs away from the anger of Allah. فَإِذَا هَدَاهُ اللَّهُ بِكِتَابِهِ وَصَلَ أَثَرُ فِعْلَهُ إِلَى مَحَلِ الْقَابِلِ. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guides the individual through the revelation in his book, the Quran, that heart responds to the guidance. فَيَتَأَثَّرُ بِهِ. The heart is affected by the guidance. فَصَارَ هُدًا لَهُ. So now the Quran becomes هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Look at the fiqh of Ibn Qayyim. Like Allah says, هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Now the heart is able to take the guidance, so now it's a huda. It's a guidance for that person who has that taqwa. For that person whose heart is healthy and has that taqwa. وَشَفَاءٌ. Now it can take the healing. لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Now that heart can take that cure and remedy. That is the Quran. وَرَحْمَةً. And receive that mercy. And that heart can receive that mercy from the Quran. Receive that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather. وَمَوْعِذَةً. And accept the admonishment. So therefore, this entity of the heart is important. That the heart has to be a place that is conducive to receive the guidance, to receive the remedy, to receive the cure, to receive the to receive mercy, to receive the admonition, to benefit from that. And that is for the believers, for the muttaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and the rasikhina fil ilm. And then he, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim, he mentions a verse in the Quran to clarify this. After mentioning that if the heart does not have that condition to accept the guidance, it's not affected by the guidance. It's not affected by the guidance. And it's just like the body that receives nutrition and it rejects the nutrition. The body that receives vitamin C and it rejects it. Rejects the calcium, rejects the protein, rejects the nutrients. The nutrients are still beneficial. The vitamin C is still beneficial, but the body is not conducive. It's not built to take that. It's sick. Rejects it. And that is the state of the person whose heart is sick with the shubahat and sick with the shahawat, that they do not benefit from the huda, the guidance, the cure, and barakallahu fikum, the maw'ida, the admonishment. And then he mentions, rahimullah ta'ala, again, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 124. He said, regarding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding the munafiqoon. He mentioned subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. He said that they, the munafiqoon, that whenever a verse is revealed to them. A verse or surah is revealed to them. A chapter is revealed to them. From them, yani the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they say, who's going to have their iman increased by this? Whose iman is going to be increased by this? Mocking, being arrogant. When a commandment is revealed and when a prohibition is revealed, this is what they said. As mentioned by Imam Sa'di rahimullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. But as for those who have iman, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, increases them in iman, and they rejoice. They rejoice for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them, the bliss that they have indeed achieved, the safety from the shubahat and the shahawat, فَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They indeed rejoice. Then he mentions the opposite, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. But as for those who have the sickness in their hearts, any sickness of hypocrisy, kufr, disbelief, ma'asi, sins, فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا, their filth is increased with filth. Whereas the heart that is healthy, it increases in iman. But as for the heart that is sick, it increases in its filth. وَمَاتُ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and they die as disbelievers. So then he says, rahimullah, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, he says many things, but he concludes and he said, so the person who neglects the guidance, there are three possible scenarios. The person who neglects the guidance, either the heart, which is the mahal, the place in which is supposed to be conducive to receive the guidance and so forth, the heart does not have a place that is conducive for guidance. Or they don't have the knowledge of the guidance. Or, fundamentally, Allah did not guide them. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that complete guidance, the real guidance, لا يحصل الهدى على الحقيقة إلا عند اجتماع هذه الأمور الثلاثة. He said, true guidance is indeed not achieved until these three affairs are indeed combined. And what are these three affairs? I ask my beloved brothers and sisters. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I'm sure that you will say that it is, number one, Allah guiding them. Number two, having a heart that receives the guidance. And number three, following the guidance. These indeed, barakallahu feekum, are the three entities that are the components of true guidance. Of true guidance. And this indeed is the characteristic of those who are safe from, barakallahu feekum, the fitna to shubahat and fitna to shahawat, the trial of desires, deviance, barakallahu feekum. Ibn Qayyim, he mentions the first, which I'd like to close today's lesson with, inshallah, today. And he mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal. Another verse he mentions in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 23. Where he said, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعِدُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, regarding those who deviated and deserved the punishment, he said, if Allah knew good in them, He would have given them the ability to hear and obey. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعْ, and even if they heard, they would have turned away, rejecting. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He has cut from them the component of guidance. And that is where the heart is, no doubt. Where the guidance is in the heart, where the person hears the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follows the guidance and loves to please Allah, hopes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person doesn't have a heart like this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that even if they were to hear the guidance, that they will reject it. So we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from al-kibr, from arrogance and rejecting the truth and having fasad al-qasd, bad intent. Because indeed, guidance is of two types. Guidance is of two types. The first guidance is huda ad-dalala, is the guidance of showing the way. And this is for all of mankind, in that Allah has revealed the Quran to show the correct way. Allah has revealed the Sunnah to show the correct way. Allah has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and chose companions for him to show the correct way. And this is the hidayah of ad-dalala, showing the correct way. And then we have the second type of hidayah, guidance, and that is hidayah to at-tawfiq. Hidayah to at-tawfiq. And that is success in following the way. Guidance in being successful in following the way. Now, the first hidayah, this is all the kuffar they get. They don't go past that. They have been given the, shown the correct way. But they don't reach the second, more specific guidance. And that is the guidance of at-tawfiq. Hidayat at-tawfiq. And this, barakallahu fikum, this is for the believers. This is for the believers. Those who have the guidance and mercy as a combination. So the Quran for them now is guidance and mercy. So the Quran for them now is indeed a cure. And these people are the people, barakallahu fikum, that are safe from falling into the two major trials, the trials of the deviance and the trials of falling into desires and sins. And with this we conclude a summarized version of the 8 or 9 pages that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in this regard. For those who want the details, to go back to the page 896 in the Dar Ibn Jawzi print and around 920 in the second print. Hadha wallahu a'lam. And with this we conclude. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.